I'm Stephanie Overbuck.
I'm Mel Wymore.
And this is Pot of Gold.
The year is 1934.
Like many other countries around the world, Switzerland faces a currency shortage and extreme economic instability from the Great Depression. Two businessmen, Werner Zimmermann and Paul Ernst, decide to found a bank and issue a new currency, the Wehr, to encourage a new activity in the struggling economy. Over 80 years later, the Wehr is still circulating and providing stability to Switzerland's national economy.
In this episode, we speak with Volker Strom, the head of corporate communications at the Wehr Bank. We ask Volker how a complementary currency like the Wehr provides stability for local economies and how the model can be applied to the economic challenges we face today. Here's Volker.
Okay, my name is Volker Strom, working for the Wehr Bank in Switzerland, based in Basel. I'm working here since 2014, now it's already 6 years. I come out of the bank business, but have been a journalist for 14 years in the economy journalism here in Switzerland, as editor-in-chief, for example, for the investors magazine Stocks in Zurich. And in 2014, I changed the site again, back to the bank, but in communication. I'm head of corporate communication and the media spokesman of the Wehr Bank. And it's a very, very interesting job because our bank works in two different spaces, let's say. On one hand, we are a bank, not a normal bank, but we are a bank. And our big USP, that's I think the topic of today is the Wehr, the currency, the complementary currency, which is one of our products to support PMEs, small and mid-cap companies here in Switzerland since 1934.
What is the Wehr and how was it and why was it invented as a currency?
Wehr was invented in 1934 in Zurich, I have to say, but we came to Basel 2 years later. It was invented during the big crisis in the 1930s. The small and mid caps had the problem that the money did not circulate between them. And they created a system which is as I would say actual more than ever. They paid no interest and they wanted that the money was not kept on the accounts, that the money was spent for goods and services. And that's the idea of 1934, which is still living and which is absolutely actual in years like 2020 in the Corona crisis.
So does that mean it's an interest-free money? It doesn't grow? Is that the basic difference?
It's correct. It's not interest growing on one side, and on the other side, all the financing products show a lower interest than normal Swiss franc financing models. The problem actually is that we also have very low interest level even here in Switzerland. So for example, we created a so-called Mehrwert Hypothek. It's a more an added value mortgage in Wehr 2 years ago, on which we as a bank pay interest when you take the credit in Wehr.
Wow, that's fun. I like that. It's been said that the Wehr has really saved Switzerland. In other words, all the other countries in Europe went through very harsh times, but the Wehr helped somehow keep Switzerland stable. Could you explain that a little bit for our listeners? Why did it help?
Yeah, it's not only the Wehr which held Switzerland stable, but it's a nice instrument for small and mid caps, which are the main sector in Switzerland. Approximately 1970 to 98% of the companies in Switzerland are small and mid-cap companies. So they started to work together. One of the big strengths of Wehr is the network. We do also have a lot of network events. The companies talk to each other, do their business together, and we as a bank can help them doing their business together, because all the PME companies are, it's not the bank secrecy as we know it here in Switzerland. So we can tell that company A is also a client of us. We can tell that company B, and we know that company E needs any good, any service. And so we can network between them and they can probably make more gain.
So like, it's like a matchmaker. Do normal banks do that kind of network work job, or is that specific to the Vier Bank?
Normal banks are not allowed to. As a normal banker, I would not been allowed, also here in Switzerland, I would not been allowed that company A is one of our customers, and as part of the Vier network, I am allowed. All these PMEs allow us to do that networking. We also have online tools on which you can find each member of the Vier network, and we do a lot of network events organized by PMEs or local clubs of PMEs by themselves. And these events are great opportunities to get in contact, to stay in contact. And one of the characteristics of the VIA network is that there is a great loyalty. If you are in the network, it's not only for business, it's also for friendships.
What's a PME?
Is that not an abbreviation, which is, you know, SME, small and mid-cap. Sorry, I already switched to French. Yeah, it's not PME, it's SME, small and the mid-caps. Yeah, sorry.
So that's a smaller business and a middle-sized business that are defined by having only a certain amount of capital, right? So a mid-sized might be...
Yeah. We also, statistically spoken, we speak from as a small and mid-cap company up to 500 employees, but we as the bank do not have any limitations. So every company of Switzerland can be part of the Vier network. It's also interesting if larger companies also enjoy the network, because they can offer some services and goods which are probably necessary for the whole network that it functions together.
So Volker, you said in the beginning it's a complementary currency, the Vier. And it is, in as far as I know, the oldest, let's say, experiment. It's no longer an experiment, I guess. And a lot of people actually don't know, you know, what that there is. Of course, we all know the Swiss franc. Yeah, it's one of the national currencies, very well known. A lot of people don't know that there is a couple of other currencies in Switzerland, which exist in Switzerland, keeping kind of the balance. And as you said, it is a complement currency, and it's huge in comparison to so many other experiments. Can you talk a little bit about the volume of trade, and what is it in comparison to the national currency, the Swiss franc?
Yeah, it's huge in relation to other complementary currencies, but we talk about approximately of 750 million Vier, which turns which are out in the system, and actually it turns approximately 1.2, 1.3 times a year. That's very low. In the 1990s, as we saw the very high interest rates, we had extremely turnover of 3 to 4 times a year. That's because of the advantage in the low interest you had with Vier. For understanding what is the typical of Vier, it's a complementary currency. So normally a company says, I'd like to accept, or I accept, for example, 10% in Vier. So normal transactions are not absolutely 100% in Vier. there is also Swiss franc, which is in the same transfer. So as you have a VIR participation of 10%, you will get with each deal 10% in VIR and 90% in normal, let's call it normal Swiss francs. But on the other side, with this 10% in VIR, you have a visibility in the VIR network, and the other VIR members comes to you to sell or to pay these goods.
So when it comes to the topic of how does the VIR then stabilize the Swiss franc, right? There is this, you'd mentioned interest rates in the 90s when the VIR obviously had a much higher trading volume because of the high interest rates of the Swiss franc. So can you explain a little bit how that now over how many decades since you said 34 was started? So we have 80 years of experimentation. And what does the data tell you, or what does the data show you? In comparison to the Swiss franc, do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, but it's a bit difficult to say something about the stability of the Swiss franc, because that does not match together. We saw the advantages in VIR in years like or in decades with higher interest. So many companies did their investments. Built new buildings, new machines. They bought new machines and so on. There were a lot of credit spending in these years, but we have to set that in relation to the Swiss franc volume. The volume in VIR was also even higher. I think I'm not quite sure, but it was 1.4 or 1.5 billion VIR in the highest we had. So actually, we talk about of about 50% of that highest volume ever seen in VIR. And at the moment, we have great problems to show that advantage in cheap financing models.
Very, very logical, yes. So when you talk about the advantages, what are the disadvantages of the VIR?
The disadvantages are, for example, it is a network. You can only pay with VIR in that network. It's a network of companies. We are very often asked if there is no idea to spread into the private market, so that everyone, for example, here in Basel, can pay with VIR. That's also one of the differences to other currencies. A lot of other currencies work with any discount. They work with engagement, with a local engagement. It's more or less a marketing instrument. You buy, for example, one of those currencies to show that you are familiar to any region. That's not the case with VIR. VIR is a national currency. We would see a natural limitation of members in the VIR network. It doesn't make sense that everyone accepts VIR, but we are fairly spoken far, far away from that. Actually, we have of about 30,000 companies which are in the network, plus further 10,000 private people, which are workers, for example, in those companies, which can also act with VIR. But we discussed that. How can VIR be spread into a larger community? Because one of the topics, the support of local business, is very actually in the Corona crisis. And we had a lot of initiatives here in Switzerland called like Buy Local, Think Local, Act Local. And we did also had a initiative, a campaign, which was called Zusammen Stark, to get us strong, but in the VIR network, and to show how strong and how important small and mid-caps are for the Swiss economy.
So talking about the Corona crisis, we had a interview with the Limo. I don't know if you know, it's one of those complement currencies in the west of Switzerland. And they apparently had made a potential deal with the local government to pay taxes. So what about paying taxes in Vier?
At the moment, not. We are in discussions since years. We had a change in our manager, our new CEO, which started last year, is very active in the field of public affairs. It would be it would make absolutely sense if companies could pay any fees in any community affairs, because it's also I think it's also an advantage for any community to show that Vier is accepted. But at the moment, not. We now show some further activities in the networks to show that they are not alone in the Corona crisis. But on the other topic, we are working on it. It's I think it's a little bit more complicated because we are not only regional. So it's not only, for example, Geneva or Lausanne, which would discuss that. We are a Swiss currency in every region of Switzerland. But the start could be in one of the towns, in one of these regions. Why not? So we had that one of the ideas was already in the medias when one of the politicals started that from its own, but was stopped very, very soon. Yeah.
So the Swiss franc is a national currency, but anyone in the world could use the Swiss franc. The Vier is also a national currency, but it's a membership currency, so you have to be Swiss in order to use it. Am I right?
Yes.
You have to be based in Switzerland, yeah? Yes. You don't have to be nationality, but you have to be, your company has to be based in Switzerland, right?
So I wanted to know if you have some statistics about the circulation of those two currencies in terms of how much they stay in Switzerland. So the Vier must stay 100% in Switzerland, but the franc, do you have an idea of how much it stays in Switzerland?
I have to have a look at that, but I can give that to you afterwards for your moderation, but I don't know that.
Because a lot of people speak about the advantages of a local currency because it stays in the community.
Question is very interesting because we were contacted a lot of times, even in these days, from countries, from economists, politicians, and so on. For example, Greece, which had that problem in the financial crisis in 2008, they had the problem that all the euros in Greece went abroad, and they asked if Vier could be a system which would help. And I would say yes, because you have these 100%. You can all only invest in Switzerland with the Swiss with Vier, and that's for supporting the local economy. That's for sure. Yeah,
this is actually touching my next question to you, because obviously the Vier is working really nicely in Switzerland. So could that model be applied to another country, for example, the United States?
I think so. Yes. As a short answer, we are we had a lot of talks with German communities. We know we don't have the same thing worldwide as a national currency, but we know Sardex in Italy. We know Bristol Pound in Great Britain, and a lot of them works very fine. We have from time to time we have sessions with them, but the Vier, our advantages are our history. These nearly 86 years which we have in our background, and I think as a view from today, another advantage is the bank license, because everyone which gets into the system knows that the network is strong, it's stable, because we have all the regulations of the Swiss regulatory, and that's, I think, it's a big advantage. It's not money. I don't know what's behind it. It's a bank. We have to refinance all the VIR, the loans in VIR, and so on, and that's a big advantage.
If you had a dream for the VIR, for the next step of evolution, what would it be? Or for other countries or other communities, other businesses, where would you see us going economically?
I don't think that there must be a revolution. One topic that I don't really understand is that not everybody sees the advantages to work together, one company with the other. We had all those discussions in the Corona crisis, solidarity, support each other. I know how sustainable all these thoughts are. Here in Switzerland, for example, we had at the beginning of the Corona crisis, we had the big problem, for example, of the masks, which were not enough here in Switzerland. We had the problem with the toilet paper, and a lot of people returned and said, okay, Swiss economy is a strong economy, but we must go back to the roots. We have to buy the machines or some services and goods not in China, not in any other country. Don't we have any producers here in Switzerland? And they are all those producers. And VIR is one of the instruments which can help to find each other. For 2 weeks ago, we started a new offer to all VIR members for fuel and gas. Nationwide, they can use VIR. And that, I think, is the future of VIR, that you as a company can use VIR daily, for your daily business, not only for any special interests. And on the other hand, we have to discuss, and we have to define how VIR can be placed into the private community, because the private community shows all those thoughts about more sustainability. It's cool to pay local, but why can't I pay with VIR in the local business?
That makes a lot of sense. In other words, a currency really strengthens a community. And I think that's kind of the underlying theme of so many of our conversations about sustainability and resilience, is that tight-knit community that takes care of its needs, that looks to its future, and a currency can really help make that happen.
Volker, is there a question we haven't given you yet, which you may hear all the time and we haven't posted? So is there a question?
Yeah, for example, two or three words to the bank on the other side. We have a lot of initiatives in the diversification and digitalization. For example, we started FX trading with a Swiss fintech 2 months ago, also to strengthen our services for the companies, not in VIR, in normal currencies, so they can choose us as their main bank, for example. And we had an initiative or a partnership with VIAC, which started in 2017, which was in the market of precaution here in Switzerland. A very, very big success. It was the first digital app doing your own precaution, your private precaution. And nowadays we have 4 or 5 companies already copying VIAC. And in that field with VIAC, we go into further fields. It's always our focus is always to see these partnerships with Swiss fintechs And the money we earn out of it, we get back, we will get back, or a part get back into the VR network. We have a VR mobile app. We have the VR online shop. So we look into the future, that the VR is ready for the future.
Awesome.
That sounds awesome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
You know, every time we interview someone about some kind of alternative currency, I find myself just slightly confused or maybe not really getting why they matter. And in this conversation, I finally started to see how complementary currencies really work. It's not that they exchange, it's just a bunch of currencies that exchange with each other. It's that they actually create different markets. And by limiting what the resources are matched to what the needs are, and limiting who gets to use it, like really saying you can only use this if you're in Switzerland, or you can only use this if you're a bank, or you can only use this if you're a hardware store, you know? And by narrowing what it can do, you actually create a particular market so that it doesn't get blown over by other markets, like, you know, the international market or the World Bank market.
Yeah, I guess we can compare to what you just described as having different kinds of bridge designs. You go from A to B, and there is one bridge design, but there are different kinds of bridge designs, you know, to bridge what you need with the resources. Doesn't have to be always the same bridge design.
Yeah, that's interesting. Kind of like capacitors and resistors in a circuit. You know, the electrons are going around, and the capacitors make more electrons going down, the resistors make fewer electrons and kind of guide the way the electrons are going, and currencies are doing this in the domain of money, basically.
Right. And this, I find this particularly interesting, what Volker reveals to, you know, to our listeners, so to say, or to introduce the VIR as a currency, where a lot of people, and even some Swiss citizens, actually don't know about the VIR. You know, I think the Swiss franc is one of the most popular and well-known currencies worldwide as a national currency. And it was always a hard currency, you know, it's always more or less stable. Of course, there are, you know, ups and downs, but in comparison to especially the old European currencies and then the euro, it's a pretty stable currency. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people don't know that there is a monetary ecosystem actually already existing in Switzerland, and that actually for over 80 years. And that is part of why the Swiss franc is so stable.
I can see that now. And I can also see that regulation, which most of us go to when we think about shifting the economy some way or another, like you tax more or you add more levies or more sales tax, you in order to like kind of constrain those pathways, right? And currency is so much more flexible and more, you know, kind of more organic in terms of fostering markets than those regulations might be.
Okay, so what I thought was very interesting about how Volker explained it, or what a lot of people don't know, is that we already have this ecosystem, a monetary ecosystem in Switzerland. And the VIR is a B2B currency. You know, and Volker actually really nicely explained how it works. But we have a lot of more currencies in Switzerland. So there's, of course, first of all, the Swiss franc. And then there's the euro, and, you know, Switzerland is a little island in Europe, and so, you know, you drive a couple of hundred kilometers and there's a border to Europe. So it's kind of natural to actually accept euros. You can have euro accounts, it's not a problem at all. If you want to live in euros, you can. Of course, the Swiss franc is, let's say, more popular. And then we have other kinds of currencies, like the Rekoschek, which is specifically for vacation. So everyone can basically afford a good, nice vacation, which is basically skiing holidays, or but also summer vacation, you know, whatever you like. It's also a very old currency. And then the Lemon, which we had covered in another episode, which is more the region of Geneva. But there are more currencies like the Léman in different cities or different regions, so urban as well as rural. I don't know how many we have, but it's actually quite fascinating that we have a lot of different currencies for a lot of different purposes. Mm-hmm. And that is what I call the monetary ecosystem. We sometimes think that this is like future talk, and it's not. We already have it. We have Switzerland here. Maybe you can call it like a laboratory.
Yeah.
And it's been proven to work really, really well.
Yeah. No, it's really interesting. Like, Switzerland thought, oh, everyone should have a vacation, right? And I think in the United States, if we thought everyone should have a vacation, what we would do is give everyone a tax rebate. That would be your vacation tax rebate. You get $200 back on your tax return.
Right.
And, yeah. And that's very different than what happens in Switzerland with the, what do you call it?
Reka.
Reka, where you get maybe 20% or some percent of your salary, and that you can spend on this whole marketplace of vacation outlets in Switzerland. How fabulous is that? Really cool.
It's actually vacation in nature.
Vacation in nature. Okay. Got it.
The reason for it is to have a connection with nature. And how important is that? Like, just rethink how important that is for every child to get out of your city, especially for city dwellers, you know, to get out of the city and actually have a real connection with nature at least once in your life.
It makes so much sense, really. I really am starting to get this.
We're an independent, listener-supported podcast.
Thanks to our producer, Riley Paul.
Support us by rating this episode and sharing with all your friends.
And to learn more, join us at potofgold.world.
I'm Stephanie Overbach.
And I'm Mel Wymore. Thanks for listening.